Hello there, this is Seafood Perhacs. I'm here with Seafood Jones, and we've got a very interesting topic that we're going to discuss today. We're going to talk about linear chi versus circular chi. And I know we've gone over this material in the past. Obviously, you've gone through the inner circle up until this point, and we've constantly been referring about circular chi. But what we're going to do in this session is we're going to really break it down so that you understand really the difference between linear chi and circular chi, because for those of you that are moving into the closed door section, the concept of circular chi is just going to really start to expand. And when we say that, what it's going to do is it's going to not only start to expand your concept of what that means, but it's going to start to expand your abilities. Because once you get the circular chi down and understand exactly how it integrates with your body and everything, I mean, you're just going to be amazed at how well it works. And Seafood Jones, I know, I'm very excited to hear this topic myself, has put together an excellent little seminar on the differences between linear chi and circular chi. So I'd like to welcome Seafood Jones to the call.
How's everybody going? Yeah, today's subject is going to be on linear chi versus circular chi, because a lot of people don't really see the differences or know the differences between the two. And we really want to point them out so that everybody really can see where we're headed with this. You know, the circular way is just so much of a stronger way to do it than the linear chi way. And though you would not think that at first, because like linear chi will, you know, you can usually build that up much quicker than circular chi. It happens a lot quicker because you are using that chemical way of doing it. So, you know, we actually do teach both a linear way with the Chi Power Plus and a circular way with the more advanced material. And certainly from, you know, like your volume 1 on to volume 6, we really do cover it more and more into the circular side and the further up the volumes you go. We touch on it in volume 1 a little bit, you know, but it's still more of a kind of a linear fashion than the circular way. And it isn't until you really get to volume 2 where we really make the big switch. And that happens in the 7th month of the inner circle training, of course. And most people will go ahead and make that switch over at that time to the circular way. And we, of course, explain it in the MP3 on sexual versus spiritual energy, because we just know that this is, you know, such a better way of building than the sexual way of building up, where it causes way too much heat energy. Now, most of your styles of Qigong out there do it in this linear way. You know, you have styles like Golden Bell, Iron Shirt, or Iron Palm, Poison Hand, Empty Force, that Ling Kong Jing, and a host of other types of styles. You know, in fact, our own Chi Power Plus is basically that same linear style of doing things. And you know, for the most part, they're going to teach you these destructive techniques. They use this heated chi, which is hard on your organs and inner parts. You know, we've kind of showed you over time, you start developing back pains and or chronic pains in, you know, different joints and stuff, whether it be your knees or your elbows. It just seems like you got this pulsing pain, you know, that just lingers on for the longest time from doing, you know, tightened up exercises in that hard style way, thinking that, well, we're going to get a lot of energy out, but, you know, it's really the wrong kind of energy, and you really just don't understand that fact that, you know, you actually have to be conscious of what kind of energy you're building. You know, coming through the inner circle this far, you're totally aware of that now, that, you know, building destructive energy and holding it in your body is not something that's smart to do. So, like, that's one of the things and one of the reasons why we need to get everybody over onto the circular side of things. And we realized, you know, a long time ago that it's really a limited path going that linear fashion and has way too many bad side effects. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, and the amazing part is that probably, you know, most of the people that are involved in the inner circle or even that get involved in any of our courses, you know, invariably get started on that path. I mean, I know when I got started, I was only thinking about martial arts and how this could be effective, you know, in martial arts. And we still get tons of emails today from people saying, you know, what's the, you know, best way that I could, you know, kill somebody or whatever. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but hey, that's what people are intrigued about, because that really hard side, that internal energy that people look at, they always look at it from that standpoint in the beginning. Now, obviously, there's healers that look at it totally different, But even those healers a lot of times are using these same linear type techniques that in the long run are really not going to be beneficial. And it really comes down to these two different schools of thought. And the biggest challenge is probably the fact that a lot of these linear people that teach that linear method, they don't even know or understand the circular methods that we're teaching. So therefore, they don't even know that it even exists. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, for the most part, that is true. You know, I mean, you got some popular type circular styles out there, such as like Pakua, you know, I Ching. Tai Chi is probably the biggest form of the style of circular type styles. Okay, I should say, it's the most well known of the circular methods. But the thing is, there's the way of building circular chi is not really in the same way we are. I mean, they use circular chi and circular motions. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was saying that's kind of what I meant, is that they do refer to circular. But it's so different than what we teach that it's almost not even the same thing.
Right, yeah, because they're really doing like this circular type of motion in their in this physical way, you know, and even do a little bit of this mental movement of these circles. But, you know, it's not even in the same league. It's like, you know, baby steps to, you know, going to college type of thing, you know, when we're starting kindergarten with some of these other circular styles, because they're not really projecting energy or building it up in this fast way that we are with the blood washing exercise, where you're building up your nerve fibers. You know, any of those styles I just mentioned really don't build up your nerve fibers. They just use this mental projection over time that, you know, if you do it for, you know, 20, 30 years, you get pretty good. But it literally will take you quite a long while before you don't get any of those circular styles to really work for you, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. And I think that's the real difference between what we're teaching and what those other styles are teaching. You take any of those arts that you mentioned, the Bagua, the Xing Yi, and Tai Chi, and all these types of things, you can get pretty good and effective at those styles and probably even be somewhat effective in a fighting context. But when you consider, you know, that context, that's like less than 1% of the total skills that you could have when you're doing a system like what we're teaching, which is what I would consider more of a total system, where we're going to teach you, we're already teaching you, let's face it, I mean, you're already learning how to heal, you're learning how to get your body in better shape, you're learning how to emit the chi, which is what some of these styles are teaching. You're just learning it in a different way, actually a more powerful way than they're teaching. And in the long run, it's going to be, you know, to use the expression, the difference between men and boys, you know, or women and girls. I mean, you're going to be that much more ahead of where they're at, that your skill level is going to be almost, you know, to them it's going to be extraordinary. To you it's going to be like, hey, this is the way it is.
And that's the difference between knowing how it really does work and, you know, not knowing the difference. I mean, when you're in the dark, how are you going to really build effective amounts of energy up? You know, I mean, that's what we're really teaching them in the IC here, is like, this is the way you want to build large amounts. Sure, you got to build, you know, in this particular way if you want to survive the buildup. And really, building in these other ways, you just don't hardly, you know, get through those bad side effects. And that's really what we really found over years of doing this stuff, is like, there's not a whole lot of ways that you can get to those higher levels, you know. You really got to stick onto a good method, you know. Now, our circular method takes these circles to a whole new level than what, like, some of these other arts would do that are considered circular in nature, you know, because we now know from scientific facts, you know, how the body works in this electrical buildup way versus this, you know, chemical hormonal buildup way. And knowing that the electrical way is such a better way to go, you know, for the best side effects and to get to higher levels, you know, we really just push our teachings in that direction the further up the mountain you go, kind of thing. You know, the linear way is a good start out method, you know, because like most people, they don't have a good sensitivity to this kind of stuff. And so, you know, any way that you get them started where they can actually feel some sensations is usually a pretty good thing. You know, I mean, if you don't get any sensations, why would you keep doing a particular exercise? So it's important that they do get that, you know. But, you know, it really needs to be modified over to the circular way of doing as you get strong enough sensations, you know. That's really where we're, you know, like making that switch over, is because, you know, most people are only going to believe this stuff, and you know, if you show that there is something in this strong way that they can learn, you know, if you know they're in a beginner status, they're not going to feel a whole lot of chi, and the only way that you can really get somebody to a circular style and see the validity of it, because you don't at first, is by taking them through this process that we're kind of taking them through, huh?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I remember when I first started training, I remember the first time that I did a palm test for you, I remember you later saying, man, your chi was so weak, I could hardly even feel it. And I felt kind of bad about that, but I realized that, hey, I was just a beginner, so, you know, I needed to build that up. Obviously, it's built up a lot over the years, and I think that's the key, is that I think I started out, you know, as a ranked beginner. I didn't really have any skills prior to doing this system. And in a very short period of time, I was able to ramp up my energy to what I consider a pretty extraordinary level at this point. I know it's going to get even better down the road, but do you remember that time where you were saying, man, your chi's not that strong yet?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, and I explained to you, you know, it was because you were back in those days, you know, you were lifting weights pretty regularly and you were just like, you were cut up. But it was a case that, you know, you paid the price for that cut up. You know, you paid the price for doing hard, you know, techniques like that where you're lifting bulk weights for long periods of times and you're getting the pump. You know, it took you a little while, but, I mean, it wasn't long once you, like, you know, like knocked off the weight training for a little while and started getting into what you're supposed to be looking for. It wasn't long at all before you started feeling everything pretty strong then, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the ticket right there, is it didn't take long at all. I mean, I can remember, you know, very shortly afterwards, you know, getting the feelings down, getting the circles down, doing the lying down meditation and opening up that body better that way. I remember doing all those techniques. And it was probably only within about a 6-month period of time that I was able to start to get all those flows going, you know. So from point zero to 6 months, I mean, there was a big difference in my chi in just a very short period of time. And again, that's not because of me. That's because of the method that you're teaching, that, you know, hey, this is the way it works. If you do the exercises the right way, you're going to get these specific type of results, and that's really what it's about. And that's why we're kind of, you know, hitting everybody over the head with this circular concept, because we realize that, you know, anytime you take a new concept into your mind, it's sometimes hard to grasp it. Even if you've been through this system for a year, we want to keep, you know, reinforcing the fact that this circular method is so important. It's so important that you get these concepts down, that you take all the information we've talked about through the period of time and be practicing and honing it down and getting it to work better and better.
Now, you know, our linear, you know, because you started out in that linear G Power Plus way too, you know, because it's a good way, a good effective way to actually feel sensations for the first time, you know.
Right.
But even that G Power Plus way, we didn't, like, store it in different areas like a lot of the different ways teach out there, you know. Because the problem with storing energy in these different body parts is it leads to painful energy over time, you know. Because that hormonal chemical action causes damage to, you know, different body parts, it stays too hot for too long, you know, and we've kind of gone over what, you know, that happens when you do that, you know. I mean, if you're constantly storing energy into different places, it's going to cause a bizarre, you know, effect, a roller coaster ride. And, you know, over time, it literally does lead to that, like, Buddha belly, or, you know, to sexual gender-related problems, or blown pupils, or, you know, severe depression or headaches that, you know, that are get chronic in nature, because your body really wasn't built that way to handle that kind of, like, heated, pent-up energy. It really, it's okay if you could just, like, build that up and then just release it all out, and it would all get out with you in this real quick way. That would be great, but that really isn't what happens there. And so, you know, we really found that the only safe way of doing this is like building up with this good feeling, you know, cool energy, and doing this circular method.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. And in fact, I've mentioned this before, but I even gave myself a hernia by pressing too hard and pushing the energy into, you know, down into my, you know, the sexual organs too much. I mean, that was a direct result of that. There's no other explanation for that, and yet that happened. And remember the training I was doing then, and that, you know, that was kind of shocking to me that happened. And some of the things you just mentioned, it's so important people understand that these things are real. You know, some of these side effects that sound bizarre, you know, gender-related things and this type of thing, these are real side effects that if you don't watch it, I mean, you could get these types of things, and you don't want to have to go through that. I mean, I would not want to have to go through what I had to go through in the past because of my ignorance or my fact that I didn't listen to you. You know, that's the bottom line, is we're trying to get people to say, hey, all right, just listen to what we're having to say. We're going to give you a lot of time and effort, and they're going to get up the mountain a lot faster than it's taken us, that's for sure.
And really the reason why, you know, like we've kind of brought up these like bad side effects of the blown pupils or the Buddha belly and stuff like that. And most people are not going to, you know, relate to that. You know, they're in typical linear style Qigongs out there for the most part, because they're not really doing the nerve fiber buildup, okay? It's when you're combining all these extra building Qi techniques up that these sensations come out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the sensations will come out over time in those linear arts, and usually you have to practice anywhere from 2 to 5 years before you really run into these bad side effects that we're talking about. Or if you do it really chronically, fanatically, you can reach them a lot quicker that way. But, you know, we know you're going to reach them so much quicker if you add in this, like, blood washing exercise where you're building up your nerve fibers in this quick way. You know, that's why you're going to hit these side effects in this linear fashion stuff, and why we always say, you know, don't combine our stuff with other people's stuff. It's because when you start doing that, you know, you're not used to building up this nerve fiber buildup in this fast way, and so it really does run into problems, you know, if they don't use these attributes that we're really teaching them.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that, you know, it's so vitally important that you really understand that these side effects are real, and that they definitely can happen. But by the same token, when you follow what we're teaching as far as the circular method, the cool method, it's just going to be even better. And that's why we keep reiterating it. It probably sounds like we're talking on the same subjects all the time, but let's face it, anytime you're going through a process, you need to be reinforced that what you're doing, you know, needs to be done in the right way, especially when it's in this type of training, because it's so imperative that if you draw a straight line, if you just took that straight line and you just tilted it just ever so slightly, you would no longer have a straight line. You'd now have where you're actually turning to the right or to the left, and after a period of time, you're no longer on the path you need to be. You're way over to the right, and that's why we're trying to keep everybody on a straight and narrow, so to speak, in terms of what we want you to get out of this, because we know that if you follow what we're talking about here, you're going to get much better results than you could ever imagine.
Really, and the circular chi is all about doing this energy in this yin way. You know, doing the circles causes this cool down in the body that the top to bottom method really can't reach even by design. You know, they're designed to knock those hormones and chemicals out into your body, into your bloodstream with this top to bottom method, and that's how they get their energy from. But we know you can get so much more energy in this circular method of training, and it's a speed thing. You know, when bottom line is, down the road, as you get more and more ability to move around this energy in this fast way, more and more energy really will come out of you, and it'll be the kind of energy that you can just pile on and pile on because it's in this good feeling and cool way, you know. And there's so many benefits from doing these circles in this clockwise manner over time. You know, I mean, the atomic particles already spin that way, and your ability to like feel things goes way up as you continue to do these circles in this particular way. Now, over time, the circles will lead to like a lot of extreme abilities that only doing enough of them, you know, will caused that to happen. You know, I mean, you don't get it out anytime real soon, but you certainly get sensations that are very likable and livable. You know, the sensations that you learn to get from this emotional stability that you learn to get in your life from doing them in the right way. You know, as you get the emotional stability that you need, it isn't hard then to get to higher and higher levels of chi. But when you're doing a roller coaster ride, I mean, there's no way possible that you're going to go to higher levels and be able to maintain. You know, I mean, as you lose control of your ability to control your chi, everything just, you know, starts having troubles. Your entire life goes into a tailspin, doesn't it?
No doubt about it. And by the same token, if you've listened to the interviews that we've done with some of our inner circle practitioners that have gone through the 12 months, you're going to find that they'll tell you right there that all of the good benefits that they've gotten once they got their mind straightened out and said, okay, I'm going to do it the way, you know, these guys are saying to do it. I'm not going to deviate and try to bring those old habits, you know, into this system, because it's just not going to work, you know. And those examples are right there that you can listen to on those audio files. I mean, we asked the questions, they answered them. We didn't, you know, feed them any answers or anything like that. That's the reality of the situation. And so when you look at these methods, embrace it and just say, all right, I'm going to do it. And then, you know, just continue with the training that way. The circular chi is so much more powerful, and those good benefits are going to be so cool to everyone. But the fact is, you just got to be aware that it is a double-edged sword. You know, it cuts both ways. I think that's the hardest thing for anyone to understand. I know that was the hardest thing for me, because I could really see the benefit of building it up. But then when I got my attitude wrong and I started thinking negatively, I could not really come to grips with the fact that I was the one controlling that negative energy, and that when I did that, that my life would start spiraling downward, you know. And fortunately for me, I was smart enough to get in touch with you, and we got it straightened out. But for some people, you know, they won't recognize it.
And because it's in direct contradiction to everything else that's being taught out there, you know, the no pain, no gain mentality is so prevalent. It's, you know, since the 70s. So, I mean, it's really one of those things that we get caught up in. We just think that there's a certain amount of pain that's supposed to come out of different things, but it really is the wrong way of thinking when we're dealing with building up, you know, strong amounts of energy. I mean, you can't really think that this is an acceptable way of doing it. As we go in higher and higher levels of this stuff, the pain would just get so great that, you know, you really couldn't handle it. So, you know, I mean, it's just so important that these basic concepts get down before they really do get into the closed system. And, you know, they know why that you get it down. Now, another big reason why we use the circles is the linear style way of doing things. You absorb up way too much of the other person's energy for the most part, because it's just going straight out and straight back kind of thing. And you get so used to just absorbing up that kind of energy. Whereas when you do these circles, it's so easy to filter in little bits at a time, so you can actually feel the energy a little bit at a time. If you don't like it, boom, you just pop it and project it back out. And it never really gets a chance to come into your body and cause any damage or any problems, you know. It's such an effective way to use these circles to keep bad energies off of you, you know, for another lack of term. I mean, that's what you're really doing. It's just like if you had this circular motion going around real fast, and let's say you had this, you were just shooting something, you're throwing a punch, you're, you know, throwing water, and if you're doing this spinning really quick, all that stuff just bounces right off. Nothing gets through. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we use this circular method, is because it keeps everything off from coming into your area. And so you, over time, get a very effective way of building this energy up, and yet in this very controlled way that you really are doing the controlling.
Yeah, no doubt. If you think of a tornado, you know, circulating around, think of a whirlpool, you know, circulating around. A tornado is probably a better example in the sense that, you know, it's definitely going to shoot that away. And you visualize that. I mean, I visualize that, you know, if I was in a bad neighborhood and I felt like, you know, I wanted to protect myself, I send that chi out in a circle that just, you know, that keeps people away. Now, that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is if I was in let's say, an area where I wanted people to be attracted to me, a business setting or a social gathering or whatever, I spin that chi out circular, and again, I cause them to be pulled into that energy. So you control how that works, and it's a defense mechanism, or you can use it as an attraction mechanism. That's the unique part about this. With the linear part, I mean, you're just sending it out, and you know, it may or may not come back in. With this circular, it's going out constantly. I mean, it's constantly moving, and as your chi grows, it doesn't stop. It's just constantly circulating.
And that's one of the reasons, again, why we use circles, too, is it's a very effective way to reach a lot of people in this quick way and really fast, whereas linear moments are much slower. You're really just affecting one person at a time for the most part, and it takes so much more work than a circle. You know, a circle, you just kind of set it and put it in place, and the next thing you know, it's moving very quickly, whereas this linear path, you have to really push forward, push back kind of thing, and it takes so much more work than the circles would, especially over time. You know, and circles are really essential to read speed factors necessary to form like liquid chi, you know, or to use to manipulate bigger things with. You know, over time, you may get a certain amount of chi buildup from this linear motion so that you can manipulate a few things. But, you know, to get to the higher levels, certainly to get off the ground, levitation techniques, that kind of stuff, you really have to have a speed up in your inner vortexes that already will lead to better health, but also to where you want to go. I mean, you just don't get the speed that you need to reach in order to get up off the ground in this linear fashion. I've never known anybody to be able to do that, you know, that was just doing a linear movement only type of deal. So, like, linear chi is, like, harder on the body and mind. You know, people who do those styles don't usually reach those higher levels, you know. And they, for the most part, don't even get in touch with their inner spirit, you know. A lot of them, you know, talk like they do and that they've, you know, got all these abilities down inside. And yet, you know, when you really question them of how they're doing their stuff, there's no way that they could possibly get in touch with the way that they're using. So, you know, a lot of it, are people just thinking that they are where they are in their mind, and yet if you wanted to you know, see it on a tangible way, they really can't see anything.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, these circles have opened up, you know, my eyes and mind in ways that, you know, when I first started, I couldn't ever imagine that it would open up. I mean, you and I have done, you know, certain types of training that have taken it to a level that if we even explained it to people, they wouldn't even believe it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so it's kind of hard to even, you know, broach some of those subjects because most people would say, oh, that doesn't even make sense. But yet, when you understand how this whole world, you know, or universe works, then you start to realize that these circles are making impacts in ways that you never thought possible. And, you know, many of you obviously are experiencing that. And if you haven't, you will at some point start to get those visions, or you'll start to get that opening where you're starting to see a different reality than what maybe you've been experiencing your entire life. And that's really the uniqueness of what we're doing. And, of course, we're doing that by design. And the nice thing is we're doing it by design in a way that makes it more comfortable for you and easy to manage, whereas if you just did it in, you know, one fell swoop, that, you know, you probably couldn't handle a lot of what is there. And that's really the key to doing it with this circular method as well, is that you're gradually opening things up. You're not forcing a door open that you might wish you wouldn't have opened. You maybe want to leave it closed for a little while longer.
And that's really what we're talking about. You know, you really have to have this emotional stability if you want to get to higher levels. And for the most part, you know, the linear style does kind of give you that roller coaster ride that leads to emotional instability, fights and arguments, you know, and your ability to relax goes so much further, you know, when you're practicing these circles long enough. And yet you really wouldn't notice that at the beginning, you know. I mean, most people will do this thinking that they can build this energy up any which way that they want. And we really know that the more you start building up the energy, unless it's feeling good, that stuff is going to just drive you nuts, you know. I mean, there's nothing worse. Like, me and you both went through that, you know, where we'd build up all this energy and we're just feeling like, wow, we're just pumped to the max, and yet the next thing we know, we're fighting with our wives, or, you know, our relatives. You know, we can't get along with anybody, huh?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, I run into that situation so many times, and it's a direct result of how I was training. And I had to realize that I, you know, I am a controller of what's going on. And I even noticed sometimes that I would almost be inclined to just want to cause those weird things to happen, you know, to cause fights and things like that, because you're so yanged up that you almost get a buzz from doing that. But the end result is that ultimately it causes problems in your relationships and everything like that. I remember, you know, first training and being too yanged up, using tones with my kids, and my kids would literally go away from me. And then I had to soften the tones up and bring them back in and start to circulate the chi around and make them feel good again, because you can become intimidating with this energy. And you don't want to do that, because ultimately that type of energy is only going to repel people and things from you. And when I say things, I mean jobs, money, prosperity, and those types of things. Whereas when you're doing it in a circular yin method, you're now attracting all of the things that you want. And I know that's a hard concept to understand, because many of you are thinking, well, how could it really have that big of an effect? Well, it does, and we've seen it happen time and time again, both in the positive and the negative, and we certainly want to make sure that it stays on the positive side. And you know, Sifu Jones and I have both been there. You know, we've seen it work both ways, and I can tell you right now that we're probably more inclined to want to get the more positive benefits than the negative ones. That's for sure.
Well, certainly now, you know, I mean, after going through it enough and having enough negative reactions from building up chi, and that's really what a certain amount of this first year is all about, is to show them that, yeah, there is some power to this stuff. But, you know, one of the reasons why we don't really teach the super powerful exercises until the closed system is, you know, they're going to have enough of a problem going through this first part, you know, where they're getting used to this energy buildup, because it does build up really, really quick. And so it's very easy to get into, like, situations where you just would, you know, normally wouldn't have any problems. You suddenly have problems because you're building up your nerve fibers in this fast way. You totally underestimate, you know, what you're doing, because you don't know really how it works in the beginning. And so you just don't put it together that your exercises, this building up the nerve fibers, is causing all this other turmoil in your life, because you're not really paying attention to the way we're saying of doing it in this good, filling in, cool way. You know, that's why we've been saying it month after month after month, because we know you can't get into the closed system without these concepts being down and down well, because the power goes way up from here, you know, as you start learning to form your chi in place, you know, and like we've said all along, this chi energy is a pressure thing. At first it turns into a form and into this liquid speed thing, and it's putting these combinations together that you have a force that you can manipulate with. You know, right now people are using this projecting in a linear way to try to move an object. And, you know, for the most part, that's kind of what we've showed him in this first part. But, you know, if they actually would wait until we actually show them how to do, like, how to move things that are bigger and, for the most part, use this circular way of moving things rather than this linear way of doing that, that's the only way they really know how to do it. You know, I mean, you can move small things in this linear fashion, but you know, it, for the most part, when you're doing this linear way, it's too intense. It you know, destruction, you know, turns up pretty quickly. I mean, I did it that linear way in the first part, and for the most part, I would just, you know, rather than move things, I would normally just, like, either, you know, bust them up, or they would just have no control. They would fly out of place, that kind of stuff, and I really had no control over it. And you know, you really get it to go to this destructive side when you don't have control over your chi. So it's the most important part of this whole circular method, is getting them over to this side where they're using their circles. And that's why we came out with the Volume 2. You know, the Volume 2 really shows you these effective ways to use for circles for the first time. And I know it at first, it's just like, wow, you can hardly fill any circles. You know, there's hardly any type of a you know, a filling fully around you. But, you know, the more you practice that, and again, you know, like all we're saying is to do it in just 5 to 10 minutes at a time, you know, nothing more than that. But if you're doing it every day, I mean, you really are starting to build up a force there that becomes a parameter that you can literally put together down the road as we get into the closed system. It's very easy to get to the next part where you can form your chi because you're doing everything right to begin with.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the big bonus of continuing the training and take it to the next level is now you're going to have an increase in your skill level as well as the energy. And, you know, we're not kidding. It's going to be a big increase. But, you know, going through the inner circle for a year is like the normal person, 5 to 10 years in a training program, finally getting to that point. You know, we've accelerated the training so much more in this first year. And quite frankly, Sifu Jones and I have talked about it. We may not even continue doing, it in that short of fashion because we do realize that, you know, it is powerful and going into the closed door. So, you know, we're kind of going through this and making sure that everybody goes through it with the least amount of bad side effects and the most amount of good side effects. But, you know, you guys are fortunate that you're getting the training because you never know. We could stop it at any time just due to the fact that, you know, it is pretty powerful.
And we don't want anybody to get hurt. But that is also one of the reasons why we do so many MP3s, videos, and we do it so thoroughly, you know, detail and break down each part of this thing because, like, most people would never put it together. They would never think that it works in the way that it does because how would you? I mean, nobody really teaches this in the way that it's being taught for the most part, you know. And you know, if it doesn't help if you can move something, you know, if it breaks because of uncontrolled chi energy. You know, that's the biggest thing that we got to get across to them is, like, energy can be built up in all these different ways, but there's only a few ways that you can do it and learn any control over it. And any type of heated, tightened way is not going to allow you control over your chi. It will turn it to that destructive side fairly quickly. And, you know, that's what we've really learned over the years of training is, like, it's easy enough to hurt. You know, but we really aren't trying to hurt. We're trying to get control, and we're trying to help people with this stuff, you know, doing it in a healing fashion. And there's no way that, you know, you can say linear chi is a much better way to heal with, you know. I mean, you're going to find that as you get your circles down, your abilities to heal somebody else and not get hurt yourself goes way up. And, you know, the linear fashion, you know, I did that type of healing for years. You did, you know, and we've both been burnt so many times doing it that way. And, you know, once you get your circles down, you really never go back. But at first, you know, when you first do the circles, you know, it's a little bit of work. And you think, wow, this will tire me out just doing these circles. But what you don't understand is you don't have to push. You don't have to muscle. You just allow the stuff to happen, you know, relax through, you know. You're learning to feel different parts of your body, and it doesn't take long to feel your feet now. You know, when you first started probably doing this stuff, you could hardly feel your feet. Now you just think down to them, and boom, right there, you can feel them really easy. That's what happens with the circle training, too. Over time, you know, what seems like hard at first becomes super easy, and then it's just building on the concepts that we're kind of teaching, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, and that is it. I mean, getting that familiarization and just feeling your feet. I mean, that sounds like simplicity to a lot of you, but to people that are just getting started, I mean, they could never feel them. I couldn't feel mine for a while, and I needed to do the exercise in order to start feeling that. And it's really getting in connection with your entire body and understanding how it feels. Take all the exercises that we're teaching you and start to integrate it even more so, and you're going to get even better results because now you're going to start to feel those sensations at an even higher level. And that's how you can really check and see how your progress is above and beyond some of the other techniques that we've given you, is just that sensitivity, is just the feelings of knowing where your chi is and moving it to different areas of your body in a circular fashion.
And using these circles are going to get you to much higher levels than we could ever get you in this linear fashion way. You just can't reach those speed factors, you know, unless you do these circles. And the speed factor really does bring this tangible energy result around. In other words, you'll build up so much more energy because you're moving around your energy in such a faster way than you possibly could in a linear fashion, or, you know, doing it in a typical way, just using a breath or a sound. You know, we go so much further than what a breath or a sound will allow you to do. That's why we don't even use these breaths or sounds. You know, as you keep going further along, they just kind of slow you down and get in your way and cause destructive, the wrong kind of energy to come out, you know, just using a breath or sound. And until you really do get up to the higher levels and you can tweak them. You know, again, it's just like when you're learning to send the energy up in your head and you learn to get very specific and very precise in order to get the exact type of feeling you want out of your body. Same thing happens with the circles, you know. I mean, at first, they're kind of big over, you know, they're not giving you the control you need. You can kind of put them in place. You can kind of work them. But it takes a while before you're going to get them down, you know, where it feels very comfortable doing them. But, you know, from this first month to this month, you know, we've tried to teach you this ability to get this blob of energy going. And then with the circles, we're teaching you this parameter or this line of energy that you're learning to make around you. And then as you get into this closed system, we're going to add to those attributes and make it into a form that is totally usable for you that will take you to that next level of training. And it's just like building on what we have taught you up to this point, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this. You know, we talked a little bit about the healing. You talked about getting off the ground or levitation. But what are some other techniques that would kind of intrigue them to know that they might be able to do, you know, once they get, you know, this system down and go into the closed door section and start getting some of those? What are some other techniques that are kind of cool that they'll be able to do that they could look forward to?
Well, the biggie is the, you know, the OBE, you know, I mean, we've kind of brought that up, you know, about that, but most people, you know, they really can't relate to what that means, you know, I mean, your spirit going right out of your body like that. I mean, it just seems so bizarre, and so, you know, like, intellectually, you can think it, well, yeah, it's possible, but you can't really see it or, you know, think inside, okay, I could just do that, you know, it just doesn't seem real to you. And that's what we're trying to show you. You know, when you first started, even the chi didn't hardly seem feel real to you. You're doing the palm test, you could feel a little bit of energy, but you weren't quite sure what we meant by everything. And we've slowly taken you from where you can feel this, you know, energy come out of your palms to where you can transfer this energy all over your body, and you can build it up in this big way. Now, the closed system is going to build on that. You know, it's going to create this form that over time you'll literally be able to take your spirit out of your body in a very unique way and very safe way compared to the other styles taught out there. You know, and that's really where our style of training is a lot different than somebody else's out there that would, you know, pop you out in a uncontrolled way. In the way we use, it's very controlled. It's very easy on the mind, you know. It's very easy to get to the point where you'll allow it to happen because it feels so good. You know, some of these other ways, I mean, there's a fear factor that's involved and you don't know where you're going to end up going. And the way we're going to teach it is like you're going to be right next to you. So it's not like you are going to be nervous or scared. You'll feel pretty unique about it, you know, because as you see yourself, you know, for the first time, it does kind of like throw you back, but at the same time, you're not freaked out like you would be if you suddenly found yourself a million miles away from your body suddenly, you know what I mean? I mean, there's nothing like shooting out of your body in an uncontrolled fashion that puts that fear into you.
No doubt about it. I mean, I know the first time I shot out like that, I shot back in almost as quick as I went out because it was so startling.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you know, the problem with going in an uncontrolled way is that you don't know where you're going to end up. And, you know, this is a big universe. There's so many bad places you can end up. I mean, there's plenty of good places, you know, and over time, you know, as you get down some of these procedures, you know, you really do have a lot more control. And again... all this stuff that we're teaching is all about learning the control factor to, you know, what you're doing so you don't get hurt. You know, we both have, you know, gotten hurt plenty of times from doing things in the wrong way because we really didn't understand how they worked. But now that we do know how they work, you know, I mean, it just makes sense that we, you know, put people on the right path, and so that they will avoid all those, you know, different side effects that they would normally go through, you know, going with this type of training, you know, because most people will put you right into the middle of a brick wall if you let them, you know, I mean, and they don't mean it on purpose, you know, they just didn't realize that this is the way this stuff works. And, you know, once you go through this far enough along, you start getting these cause and effect relationships. I mean, they kind of beat you over the head, you know what I mean? So it's not hard to get to the point where, okay, if I do it this way, this is what's happening to me. And if I do it this way, I like this way a lot better. So you can kind of guide your way so much better, you know, doing it in this circular method. And that's really why we use this circular method. But it will lead to all those things that they need to learn down the road. I mean, if they do want to get to the point where they can get an extreme ability out of them, they really have to do it in this tangible way where they can feel the progress all along the way, but it isn't out-of-hand progress. It's buildable progress that, you know, one day runs into the next day where you can continue to build on it and you're not knocked out because you went too far too fast. You know, control is essential if you want to get to those higher levels. And, you know, I mean, you just get hurt when you lose that control factor, you know.
Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, I don't think some of these people probably could even comprehend, you know, how cool some of these techniques are once you get them down and you start to experience these other levels. I mean, it is like being in a different world. It really is. I mean, it will open your eyes up to the fact that there's a lot more going on, you know, in your existence than you ever could imagine, and it'll truly allow you to be able to see the fact that if you don't 100% believe that you're a spiritual being, I mean, this will clear that up for you in a very short period of time and get you to understand that, you know, where you're at right now, that this is not the end game. I mean, there's a lot more going on than you could ever imagine.
But the cool thing is, even if they didn't go on one more month, if they just, like, this was their last month and they're basically going to stop after this other than just continue with the Volume 2 exercises, that thing will take them to a pretty high level, regardless if they would even go into the closed system. Over time, the sensations will get stronger and stronger. And, you know, when they're using this good feeling and cool way, I mean, it's just going to improve their overall life. You know, like I said, you can still go to even extreme abilities with that Volume 2. It just takes a much longer period than, you know, if you would take Volume 3 and Volume 4 into consideration. I mean, obviously, as you continue into the next volume, we're going to teach you stronger, more powerful exercises. And so it's going to move continually at a very fast pace. And I know for most people that, you know, there's no way that they could have anticipated them getting as good as they did in 1 year. You know, you can go to hands-on training at schools and not get as far ahead as we've taught them in just this last year.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, and if you don't believe what we're saying, you know, go find somebody that's a quote-unquote Qigong instructor or supposed to be really good and just see what they have, because I've done it. I mean, I've traveled all over the place meeting guys that were supposed to be quote-unquote Qigong masters 20 or 30 years doing this, and I could definitely tell my chi was stronger than theirs after, you know, however many years I was doing it at the time versus these guys who were touting themselves as, you know, super qigong master, you know, whatever. And the fact is my chi was stronger than theirs. And that, you know, that gives me a really good experience at the time to say, hey, I'm definitely doing the right system because these guys are been doing this thing for 20, 30 years, and here I am. You know, my chi abilities and strength is so much stronger than theirs. I mean, it just jacked me up to know that at that time.
It really does help your belief factor. And you know, even though those kind of guys, you know, I mean, if they do look like they fit the part. You know, they can do the good brass and make these sounds, and they just sound so pleasing and so controlled and everything, and they go into these postures and different positions, and you just think, wow, those guys are really good. You know, look at that, man. He can go way down in that standing meditation, you know. I mean, he just looks very calm and relaxed there doing that, you know, not really realizing what is really taking place inside his body from doing those particular exercises. And they would never know that when that guy goes home that night, the kind of pain factors he will go through from doing those particular ways of doing their build-ups, you know. I mean, I practiced those ways, and I was always in pain. You know, I mean, this way of learning and doing things is just so much a better way of doing it. That, you know, I mean, it's silly not to, you know, take us up on, you know, stuff that we've learned over time, huh?
No doubt. I mean, no doubt. I mean, we've definitely experienced those situations, and that's generally the way. And I just go back. Hey, listen to some of the interviews we did from some of the Inner Circle members. And they'll tell you right in their own words, you know, some of the different extreme things that they had to go through with other systems that they're with. And oh, by the way, you know, you're in your 12th month of the Inner Circle. If you would like to share your experiences with us by audio file or video, or even if you wanted to write it out, please send us an email and let us know, and we'll arrange that. Because the fact of the matter is, the more that we do that, those interviews, we've gotten a lot of great feedback of individuals that listen to those. It really allows you to understand all of the different perspectives from people that have gone through the Inner Circle and where they started and where they're at now, the benefits that they've gotten, and the fact that they come from so many different backgrounds and aspects of chi development. Some are more experienced, some are not. Some are looking for different benefits than others, and if you would like to participate with that, you'll notice that we don't share last names. We just keep the first name. We try to keep it as, you know, we don't want to showcase anybody that doesn't want to be showcased, so you don't have to worry about us, you know, promoting you out there. It's just really for the Inner Circle and for any promotions that we might do in the future. It's really just for that, you know, and if you don't want us to use your last name, we certainly won't do that. And yet, it'll be really a great benefit to your colleagues and other practitioners, because then they get to hear what you're developing and going through, and it causes them to feel a lot better about the process, because there may be something, you know, one little thing that you say that they can relate to. And I think that's, you know, what we try to get across with some of those interviews, is that we want individuals in the Inner Circle to relate and understand that, you know, any situation that they're going through, more times than not, there's been somebody else that has gone through that. This is how they came through it, and so on and so forth. So please contact us if you would like to share some of that information or your story or anything with us. That would be wonderful.
Really, it does help those people that are coming from, you know, that are just now coming in, you know, behind them. And they'll maybe avoid some of the, you know, problems that these people went through, you know, because like a couple of them or more will, you know, not let go of their old systems. They want to keep them in, do our system at the same time where they're going to do this fast blood washing exercise. And, of course, that amps the chi up a lot. And then if you are combining with them hard sounds, you know, hard breaths, you're putting the tongue in the roof of the mouth, like, you know, everybody teaches you out there. You just run into problem after problem, and you know, that was really cool that, you know, some of these IC members, you know, said, well, hey, you know, I didn't let go of the breath till then, and look at the trouble I got through, you know. I mean, I just run into problems with my family, I got in fights and arguments with everybody, and it was a direct result of not doing it and not adhering to what we were saying all along the way. And even though we were saying it from day one to then, I mean, they went through all this, went past the, you know, volume two before they would actually change over. And it just shows you that, you know, I mean, we are so habitual in the way that we learn things, and we get into these habits of doing it that we'll just do habits and not even think of why we did it, and not realize until after, you know, we did it that we even did it. And that's what we're trying to show you, is like, you really do have to go in at this stuff in a different way. You have to change your way of thinking if you're going to get good at circular chi.
Absolutely. And that's the bottom line, is you got to change your thinking. And we've given you, you know, all the tools. You know, don't forget to use the audio tools that we talked about, the affirmations, the auto suggestions. If you find yourself in a sticking point where you are reverting back to some of those concepts. Hey, use those tools that we gave you and use auto-suggestions or affirmations that are going to allow you to benefit. You know, you should update those affirmations every so often, and you know, that's how you're going to start conditioning. This is all conditioning, folks. You're conditioning yourself to a new way of training. You're also conditioning your body to something totally foreign and unique to it, because let's face it, I mean, depending upon how old you are, even if you're in your early 20s, your body has gone through a very habitual training process, whatever that might be, over those years, and it's hard to kind of just switch it up. And if you're even older, like myself, I'm 45, and we've got other individuals in the inner circle that are even in their 70s. So you can imagine that if you've gone through all these years, you can't expect that just one thing, one time you tell your body or mind to do something, it's going to do it. It will resist initially, and that's why we keep repeating this, because we know that in order for you to get this information to work, we're going to have to repeat it over and over, even though some of you that do have it down, you probably think we sound like, you know, we're a broken record, but there's a lot of people out there in the inner circle that are going to finally click and say, all right, you know, I really have to, you know, listen to what these guys are saying and, you know, go from there. And that's the important point that we want you to take away from this session.
And that really will get them to that next level when they start actually doing that. But we know that with any habit, you know, once you get it into a habit, you really don't want to change it. I mean, it's a habit. That's why they call it a habit, is because you're doing it religiously, practically. And what we want to show them is, like, this circular training method is something that they're going to have to change on a regular basis in order to get good. You know, I would like it. Okay, it's always fun to just do the same way, the same time, and you get to the point where you're not thinking about it. Well, you really can't do that with the chi. If you want to get to these higher levels of chi, you have to be thinking about what you're doing, and you have to make the changes when we tell you to make the changes. And as we tell you to make the changes, there, you know, there's good reasons for them. And, you know, some of this stuff would literally take us textbooks to explain to you to make the changes at the, you know, at this particular time, because of these ramifications if you don't. And so what we're trying to tell you that, you know, the Volume 2 is a very safe way of doing it. And for those people who don't go on, you know, you're going to be safe and sound with that, you know, using this good feeling, cool energy. You'll continue to build up in that, you know, easy to go fashion, and you'll get a lot better from here. But for those people who still got it in them strong, they want to go on, they want to just see how far they can really take this thing, get into the closed system, you know, go through the application process, go ahead and join up, and we will literally take you into, like, teaching you how to form chi in place. We'll teach you to this liquid chi process that, you know, will really enhance it to that where you can get to these extreme ability ways. But at least you got a good foundation in the start, and you probably got more knowledge about how this stuff works than the majority of people out there that actually do it.
No question about that, and that's the amazing thing about what we're teaching here. So I think we've given them quite a bit of information on just reiterating this linear versus circular chi. And as usual, we, you know, any questions that you might have or challenges or whatever, you know, please contact us, and we'll address that concern, no doubt.
All right. Well, appreciate everybody coming on and listening to this thing, and have a good one.
Take care, everyone. So long.